We're going to sing together. So, and I invite you at this time, if you want to try at a different station, you can. If you want to stay when we're done singing it where you are, if you want to return to your seats for the remainder of the service, you can do that too, whatever you like. But I invite folks to rise in body or spirit, and we'll sing together, "There's a River Flowing in My Soul." Please be seated. We have a lot of things coming up in the life of our church together. In a moment, we'll collect an offering for the work of justice and mercy in the world. 80% of what we collect today goes to the Carrie Lynn Center. The Carrie Lynn Center works with children in Winnebago and Boone County who have been caught up into the court system, in particular those who've been the victims of abuse, to give them a place, a safe place, a warm and friendly place to go. To be interviewed, to receive services from various providers. They do really incredible work, and they're partially funded by public dollars, but mostly through donations, so your generosity is appreciated this morning. Today, about 12:30, the hospitality training will take place over in the library is when they will start. If you're interested in being a greeter, an usher, a table host, or making coffee. If you appreciate that people do those things and you'd like to take a turn doing it yourself, today's a great day to learn how to do that. Belle will be leading those programs today. Today at 4 o'clock is the Western Crescent Unitarian Universalist Choir Festival here in this space. Four choirs from different congregations will each sing separately, and then they'll sing together as a mass choir. It's an amazing experience. If you haven't had a chance to do that, if you're free today at 4 o'clock, please come and be part of that. As part of that, this, what we're doing here today, has to be transformed into the space back for the choir. It took some work on the staff's behalf to get the tables and chairs set up during the week, but we got to do it quick, like in about 30 minutes when we're done with the service today. So your help in making that happen, if you can, will be appreciated. And I and Dave will give instructions on how to put the sanctuary back together. Also, we have our rummage sale coming up, and that starts this coming week. So Dave's going to tell us a few things about that.
We'll get to the first part first here. When you get all done here, when the tables are cleared, the tables will go into the library on the floor parallel with the loom in the library. Outside the door is a rack for the chairs, the red chairs. 24 of them will go back in the choir loft. 5 will go to the first round table in the social hall. The rest of them stay in the back. The piano needs to come up here, and I think we can put a row of chairs back, 2 rows here and 1 row here, of chairs that are in the storage unit in Deal Hall. And that's going to take the most amount of people. And one chair at a time, they're too heavy for more than that, but we need to have this gauntlet of people running back and forth with chairs. That'll be wonderful. And I think that'll do it. Trash or Treasure announcements. Anybody wear something today that they bought at Trash or Treasure? We had one this morning, anyway. There still are a few of these in the out in the narthex. These are the posters that you can put at your place of business, anything like that. You'll notice, by the way, that this is a teacher's trick to get your attention. Anyway, they'll do more good where you work or wherever you want to put them than they will staying in the narthex. Volunteers, that's the important thing. That's what has made Trash or Treasure one of the most fantastic things for the last 30 years. It's been wonderful, and that's because of everybody volunteering. And there's ample opportunity. During the week, there's shoes, crafts, linens, women's clothing, miscellaneous stuff, men's clothing, kitchen goods, household goods, tools, furniture, sporting goods, books and records and DVDs, holiday room, women's boutique, maternity wear, kids' toys. There's all kinds of stuff to do during the week. If your time is not available during the week, we sure can use some help on Sunday next week after the second service, at getting this place transformed into Trash or Treasure, and the following Saturday after 1 o'clock, putting it back so it looks like it, well, mostly like it looks today. And that's what we really need. So what I'm going to do next here is have a show of hands coming up. And this is not to say, oh, look who didn't raise their hand. That's nothing to do with that. This is just a demonstration of what it has taken for years and will take to get this one going. And that is, anybody that worked at all last year or any year in Trash or Treasure during the week, hands up and hold them there. Anybody who brought something to sell, keep the hands up. Anybody who bought something, hands up. You see, look at that. Many hands make light work.
You knew that there was something coming, right? The offering will now be given and received. Thank you.
Well, today has been a pretty exciting service for me as an art teacher. This is a perfect fit. I've really enjoyed, you know, having these stations here and seeing everybody create something. And this space today has been pretty cool. I spend 5 days a week working with elementary school students, trying to encourage them to do art. And today's title, "Grow or Make Your Soul Grow and Do Art," is pretty awesome. I know that adults can sometimes be a little bit harder to convince as far as making art, but it looks like all of you have done a great job at doing that this morning. Pablo Picasso once said that every child is an artist. The problem is staying an artist when you grow up. Children do seem naturally more inclined to express themselves creatively than we do as adults. I notice that around fifth grade, sixth grade, my students start becoming more self-conscious. They look at the work of their peers, and if it isn't as good or they don't feel like they measure up, they start to get frustrated, discouraged, and that can be a time when students give up and abandon art altogether. So it's my job to try to combat that trend and give students a variety of experiences so they can find something that they can succeed at, something they can be proud of. We draw, we paint, sculpt, make collages, photograph, build, until they can find that one thing that they are good at. I tell them how I myself feel much more confident drawing than doing anything three-dimensional, and I share my own struggles when I was in school and we'd have a clay assignment, and so I'd draw out my sketch and have this great elaborate plan, but then when it came time to actually make it three-dimensionally, I would always be upset and disappointed in how it turned out. So it's something I had to work at, and so I try to tell my students to do the same. I believe that being creative and making art is also about finding what works best for you personally. We have these different stations, so maybe one speaks to you more than another. To find a way to express yourself creatively and confidently is a really rewarding experience. The final product can be a great sense of accomplishment, but for me, I think it's the process of creating that is unlike anything else. It can be challenging, it can be therapeutic, and it truly is an experience that helps make your soul grow. I hope that you may find that to be true when you leave here today.
So I invite you to breathe in and out and put your papers and your pens and markers down if you've got them. We'll enter into a moment of silence together in a moment. I invite you to put your feet on the ground if they reach, to be present. Sit up, breathe. Great spirit of life and love, wondrous power of many names, ignite within us the spark of creativity and beauty. Pull us out of our doldrums if we are there, our self-doubt. Help us to blossom into life, to laugh and to play and to reach farther than we have reached before. Give us courage and hope, not just for the creative whimsy of this moment, but for all the days of our lives, the challenges and the struggles, the long journey, and the moments of transformation. Give us courage and hope. Spirit of life, be with us this day and in each moment of our breathing in and our breathing out. Hold us fast in your mercy and your love. Let us enter now into the quiet, that each might pray or reflect according to your own heart and custom. May the Spirit of life be with us this day and every day. Amen and blessed be. I invite you to rise in body or spirit. When the Spirit says do, we'll sing the verses that are up here on the screen. And when that song ends, if you want to go to one of these stations that you haven't before, feel free to do so for the remainder of the service. But let's rise in body or spirit and sing together. When the Spirit says, do, do. When you feel the need to dance, dance. When your heart wants to paint, paint. When you need to write poetry, write. See with your heart. A poem. Monet Refuses the Operation by Ussel Muir. Doctor, You say there are no halos around the streetlights in Paris, and what I see is an aberration caused by old age, an affliction. I tell you, it has taken me all my life to arrive at the vision of gas lamps as angels, to soften and blur and finally banish the edges you regret I don't see, to learn that the line I called the horizon does not exist, and sky and water so long apart are the same state of being. 54 years before I could see Rouen Cathedral is built on of parallel shafts of sun. And now you want to restore my youthful errors, fixed notions of top and bottom, the illusion of three-dimensional space, wisteria separate from the bridge it covers. What can I say to convince you? The Houses of Parliament dissolve night after night to become the fluid dream of the Thames. I will not return to a universe of objects that don't know each other, as if islands were not the lost children of one great continent. The world is flux, and light becomes what it touches, becomes water, lilies on water, above and below water becomes lilac and mauve and yellow and white and Kruian lamps, small fists passing sunlight so quickly to one another that it would take long, streaming hair inside my brush to catch it, to paint the speed of light. Our weighted shapes, these verticals, burn to mix with air and change our bones, skin, clothes to gases. Doctor, if only you could see how heaven pulls earth into its arms and how infinitely the heart expands to claim this world, blue vapor without end. Art matters. It connects us to ourselves, to each other, to the fuller life, and to the holy. And because it matters, it disturbs. And someone may want to fix our eyes, say, that's not how it looks, but that is how it looks, if you look with your soul. Can we only see what they want us to see, or can we see more deeply? Can we see with our heart? Can we see with one another's heart? Can we access our creative nature, the nature that lives in each and every one of us? This takes practice, takes effort and work. You don't need a beret, but you do need to set aside time and space to make the effort to cultivate your artistic nature. Write poems, doodle, play with clay, pick up a guitar, sing, hum. Take time. Take time. our busy lives, our busy culture, is a conspiracy against the heart. Our busy culture is a conspiracy against the heart. A conspiracy against mystery, against love and hope. When we don't take time to make art or to play, we don't have time to grow our soul. The notion that you are not an artist or not a good enough one is a conspiracy against the truth, against the calling of the Spirit to become alive. Don't listen to such nonsense. Kurt Vonnegut said, to practice any art, no matter how well or badly, is a way to make your soul grow. So do it. So do it. Make the time. Make the space. Let what is in you become alive. Connect with one another. Speak the truth that must be spoken. Make the world more beautiful. Who are we to make art? Who are we to be creative? We are mothers of courage and fathers of time, daughters of dust and sons of great vision, builders of nations and seekers of truth, keepers of faith. Who are we to make art? We are human and we are holy. We are creators and artists. So don't forget, become, take the time, grow your soul. Let's sing together. We are. Rise. I will extinguish our chalice, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These things we carry with us until we are together again. I invite you to join hands together or stand near each other if you wish for our benedictions and blessings. Kathleen McTeague has written, may the light around us guide our footsteps. Excuse me. Thank you. Bless you. May the light around us guide our footsteps and hold us fast to the best and most righteous that we seek. May the darkness around us nurture our dreams and give us rest so we may give ourselves to the work of our world. Let us seek to remember the wholeness of our lives, the weaving of light and shadow in this great and astonishing dance in which we move. We'll sing together our closing blessing. Go your way in peace. We'll sing it through twice.